This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. This week, K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd has an update on the steps that can be taken to control bagworms, sawflies, and mosquitoes. Raymond, bagworms are something that we need to be scouting for right now.
Yes, Jeff, it's getting that time of year. You need to be out looking at your conifers and broadleaf trees for those quarter-inch, eighth-inch little bags. You may not see the caterpillars, but when you see the bags, it's probably time to either hand-pick them, remove them, or spray. This time of year, from about May to early June, when the bags are about eighth to quarter, you can use two products. One of them is called Bacillus thuringiensis caristaceae. We call it BTK. The other one is spinosad. These are the active ingredients and materials that are out there. These are stomach poisons, which means the caterpillar inside the bag has to ingest it. And the materials work much better on smaller caterpillars than larger ones. So if you're out there and you start seeing bagworms on your Thuya, you can go to one of the garden centers, nurseries, and look for a product that has BTK or spinosad as the active ingredient. Spray it. Now, you're going to probably have to make more than one application because of the fact that the eggs, the caterpillars don't all emerge from the eggs, which is how they overwinter in the dead female bag simultaneously. So maybe take two or three applications. Plus, they balloon, that is, they crawl to the top of a tree, they form a silken strand, and they just move around that way. That's why people in the west part of the state get concerned about these windbreaks all of a sudden and have bagworms. So really, the timing is critical. So if you can get out spray when they're young, small, then you're going to have less issues with them later on in the growing season. Because when they get to a half inch and an inch, then you're using materials that are harmful to beneficial insects and pollinators.
We're also seeing a variety of sawflies as well.
Yeah, sawflies. Let me explain what sawflies are. The larvae look like caterpillars, but they're not. And the way you tell them apart is that a sawfly larva, when you look at the abdomen, which is the back end of an insect, there are these little prolegs on every abdominal segment. Caterpillars are missing those. And why is that important? Because the product I previously mentioned, BTK, does not work on sawflies. It'll only work on caterpillars. So the three we have out right now is the brown-headed ash sawfly, which feeds primarily on ash. It's a light green insect larva with stripes running down the back. Primarily it feeds on ash. The second one is the rose sawfly. And the rose sawfly right now is feeding on roses, causing the skeletonization. We call that where they feed in between the veins. And there are several species we have out there. And the third one is the European pine sawfly, which has been denuding mugos and Scots pines. And so the best way to deal with them is simply take a high-pressure water spray and dislodge them. Birds will eat them. Predators on the ground will eat them. You can use a spray. I think spinosad is registered label for sawflies and some others. But first thing I would just take a high-pressure water spray and just basically dislodge them off the plant.
I guess the other question that may be coming right now is, what can we expect in terms of mosquitoes?
Yes, with the wet weather, could get warmer, and now there's a lot of situations where stagnant standing water is around. We need to be aware of mosquitoes. And so the way we approach mosquito management, first of all, is source reduction. That is, remove all stagnant standing water from bird baths, old tires, wheelbarrows, anything that holds water for an extended period of time. The other one is repellents. If you're going to be out at dusk and dawn, spray your body or skin, the skin or clothes, with a repellent such as DEET, Picardian, or IR3535. Now, there's one called permethrin. Now, permethrin is an insecticide, but you don't spray it on your skin, just the clothing. And when you come back in, take a shower. And the last one is the use of, we call these larvicides, or these mosquito dunks and bits you put into water that kill the larval stage of mosquitoes. And they're completely harmless to pets and fish. All they kill is mosquito larvae. So if you have like a pond that's not agitated, or a bird bath you don't want to change, you can throw these mosquito dunks or bits. And the larva, which of course mosquitoes are mostly in the eggs are in the larva, the pupa and the larva, they'll eat it and then they die. It's a stomach poison, very, very similar to BTK, but another species. This one's called BTI, Bacillus thuringiensis israeliensis, and it only kills mosquito larvae.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with information on how to control bagworms, sawflies, and mosquitoes. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.